1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Lebanese Health Ministry says as many as 500,000 people could be displaced if fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon continues. The terror group firing a long-range missile over Tel Aviv this morning, further than its missiles have ever gone before, 125 miles. It was intercepted by Israel's defense systems. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling ABC News this morning, diplomacy is the best solution.
If there were a full-scale war, and we've managed to avert one till now, we've had a number of times since October 7th where we seem to be on the verge of it. Deterrence, diplomacy by the United States prevented that from happening. But if there were to be a full-scale war, that wouldn't solve the problem. It wouldn't get people back to their homes.
Tropical Storm Helene is strengthening as it moves up through the Gulf of Mexico and toward Florida's northern Gulf Coast. There was a bus hijacking in Los Angeles this morning. A man with an assault-style rifle under arrest. One passenger was killed, the bus driver and another passenger taken off the bus after an hour-long police chase. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We used to call it Schwann's. Now the owners of Yellow with an O tell Wisconsin workforce officials it's getting out of the frozen food delivery business in November. The company is based in Minnesota. It's been delivering frozen food to homes since 1952. 79 people in Wisconsin will lose their jobs. The company blames problems with staffing and the food supply chain. Small farmers want the next farm bill to safeguard against weather disruptions caused by climate change. Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute.
These practices infiltrate more water and hold more water in the soil and make a huge difference on the amount of water coming off of farm fields.
The current farm bill expires in less than a week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Middleton Police Chief is retiring. Chief Troy Hellenbrand has been with the department for 25 years. He's been in charge there in Middleton since 2020. Before coming there, he worked for the City of Columbus and Shorewood Hills Police Departments. The city is now actively looking for Hellenbrand's replacement. Officials will be collecting applications until October 21st. And it's Rail Safety Week, so now is a great time to think about the dangers of crossing the railroad tracks, either on foot, by bike, or in a car. Officials say look both ways, and it may help you focus to turn down the music if you're in a car. And don't wear earbuds while you're walking or biking over the tracks. Never cross while the lights are flashing, and never speed up and rush through a gate or drive around it. That's when accidents happen. According to the Commissioner of Railroads here in Wisconsin, there have been 170 incidents resulting in 45 deaths here over the last 5 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy said the Pirates got off to a good start.
Pirates hit some balls really hard today. In the first like four innings, they had like 12 hard contacts, and we had like two. But, you know, we grinded out at bats and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits.
The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine 74 this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh. Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will be live from Los Angeles, California. That's right, Los Angeles, getting ready for the Badgers versus USC all the rest of this week. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
What do you think happens to you if you win?
Well, I'm out of here. I mean, I'm already working on a foreign passport with a completely different name. I don't know how it's going to work as far as dealing with my wife and my children. I certainly don't want them moving to where I'm looking to go. But I don't think yourself. The president of MSNBC, General Milley, Liz Cheney. How many people has he turned around and said that these are people that I intend to go after if I have the ability to?
Michael Cohen talking about his plan to leave the country if Trump. Can I just say, I was sitting on the plane to Durham next to this fantastic lady. She came to Sexy Liberal.
Okay.
Dr. Wanda, which is also my best friend's name. She's a fantastic pediatrician from Detroit. She knows Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Shelton's mom.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And she was going to give a talk on sickle cell anemia in Durham.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but we were just having this conversation on the plane, and she literally said, I have an exit plan. This country will be no place for black people he gets in. I mean, that is terrifying. Yeah. Yeah, one more, Michael Cohen.
And the worst is the Supreme Court's recent decision that gave him immunity, presidential immunity. Now he thinks it's, not only is it I can do whatever I want, but I can't even be prosecuted to get out of jail free card solely for the president.
So you're out of here. You'd leave the country.
I have no choice.
Unbelievable state of being. Michael Cohen.
I'll still be available to you, but by remote.
By encrypted remote.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so that's why we must win this. One of the reasons we're going to win this, Chris LaVoy.
Yeah?
We met him. We hung with him backstage
at
the fantastic Chicago Sexy Liberal with the fantastic Representative Jan Schakowsky. Bob Cramer is Jan Schakowsky's husband, author of Nuts and Bolts, The Formula for Progressive Electoral Success. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good to see you.
I told the rockin' representative, no one gets a crowd fired up like she does.
That's true. Gotta fire them up. That's exactly right.
Well, so you have, I mean, dear God, 5 decades of progressive activism as an organizer and a strategist. Tell us where this latest book came from, Nuts and Bolts, and what you're trying to accomplish with it.
Well, the main thing I'm trying to accomplish is, I mean, my concern is that more than anything else, our success hinges on our ability to execute, to get stuff done.
Yeah.
And, this ain't rocket science entirely. I mean, there are a lot of principles involved, but it's basically a need to find our voters and get them out and getting things executed. I will say, by the way, when you're saying about Jan's ability to fire up a crowd, the main message of this, but if there is one message to be taken away from this book on political in the political messaging arena, it would be from Maya Angelou, the poet. Mm-hmm. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel.
Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, Jan has been a progressive warrior there in Illinois forever. And, you know, the second half of your title, The Formula for Progressive Electoral Success, we have to keep remembering progressive, what they want to call progressive policies, are wildly popular.
Yeah. Wildly Republican popular.
Right, so talk about that a little bit.
That's why execution is so important. If most Americans agree with us on most issues, and so that's why the Republicans are so intent on trying to prevent a lot of Americans from voting, because the only way they can win is by reducing the electorate. But that means that we've got to make sure we are communicating properly about what we're doing, using our understanding of the principles of political communication, and just flat out executing the nuts and bolts of getting people out. You know, I have in this book about 13 things that will, messages that will affect people getting out. But the two most important are, one, that people feel inspiration, inspired, that they feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves and they themselves can achieve something, because that empowers them. And being empowered is what helps people vote. But the other one is, I won't get off your porch until you vote.
There you go. So, Bob, you've worked on the local, state, the national level, hundreds of electoral and issue campaigns. I've never seen anything like what I feel like we're going to see in, as we're calling it, Rovember. And I feel like Donald Trump just continues to insult women by saying, oh, pretty little ladies, they're going to forget all about that by November. Really? Women are going to forget about having a right taken away we've had for 50 years and losing our bodily autonomy. It is hard to think of a way they could insult women more, right?
Absolutely. And one of the rules of political organizing that I've always followed is that it's a lot easier to mobilize people around something somebody's trying to take away from you that you already have than it is to mobilize people to achieve something they aspire to. And, you know, Trump reached out from the political grave through the Supreme Court and took away this right, this freedom. Yeah. And so I think you're absolutely right.
Bob, I've thought of you, you know, because you worked closely with the White House to pass the Affordable Care Act during the Obama years. And this whole ridiculous him saying he's going to have a new health care plan in 2 weeks, which he said almost every 2 weeks. But, you know, that now he's like he has concepts of a plan. Actually a plan. I mean, once again, people like Obamacare, right? I mean, you know, as President Obama joked right at the DNC, it's like now that people like it, they've stopped calling it Obamacare, I see, right? But again, now he's running on taking away something that people already have that they like, right?
And that's exactly how we should talk about it, that hands off my health care. Mm-hmm. He wants to take it away. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The you know, his plan is pretty simple. You're on your own, buddy. You know, really. I mean, his plan is to fend for yourself, I think. I mean, you know, look, let's be clear. This is a guy who basically is looking out for millionaires and billionaires like himself.
Yeah.
And himself, mostly.
Yeah.
And not ordinary people.
Yeah. Bob, let's talk a little bit about, you were one of the architects of the successful campaign to defeat President Bush's plan to privatize Social Security. On the other side of the coin, Republican policies are wildly unpopular. So, you know, I keep saying, like, you know, there's no reason we should lose any election based on policies, correct?
Well, that's right. I tell you, though, it has to do, part of the reason we were successful in that campaign is we won the naming game. Bush wanted to call it, he wanted to create personal accounts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, that sounds, you know, reasonable. Of course, it was all a scheme to let Wall Street get its paws on the Social Security Trust Fund. And we wanted to name it privatization, which was terribly unpopular because people didn't want that. And we won that naming game, and as a consequence, we won the battle, I think.
Talk about immigration reform a little bit, because that's an issue you've worked on as well. And I do think people are realizing that Donald Trump is the one that killed the immigration bill, period. So in all, because that seems to be the only thing he's running on, is this fear-mongering and dividing and hate and all of this stuff. But I think Kamala Harris so far, I mean, give her advice if you could. It seems like she's framed that very well, that people seem to know Trump is the one that stopped it, and we've got to get comprehensive immigration reform, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of what people get concerned about is not immigration itself. It's this chaos at the border. People don't like to feel like things are out of control. And this bill that they proposed, that it was a bipartisan bill, would have given a lot more resources to border enforcement, to processing people's claims of asylum, because you got to treat people humanely, for crying out loud, at the border.
Yeah.
And he ordered it, you know, defeated, because what you say is right. That's only one of the few things he talks about. He did not want that taken away.
And finally, Bob, let's talk about guns, because you've worked on that a lot, legislation to stem gun violence. I thought it's very interesting what she did, particularly on the Oprah thing, right, where, you know, she said someone breaks into my house, they're getting shot. So, you know, and she's made the point, she and Tim Walz are gun owners. I mean, they're having a hard time framing her on that issue, too, aren't they? I mean, she is for sensible gun legislation, but you can't say, you know, she's going to take your guns.
Well, and what you said about progressive issues in general is more than right about this. 80-90% of Americans agree we ought to have universal background checks, a ban on assault weapons. Why in the world would we want to have weapons of war on the streets of the United States? I mean, requirements that the gun industry be liable if they market in ways that incite violence. And we'll pass that.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the key things here that I think is so important is you can't get people to vote if you can't get them to hope.
Yeah.
Huh. So we're going to be talking not just about all the disasters that would befall, which would be horrible if Trump becomes the president again. I mean, this tilt toward fascism and so on. We ought to talk about what we can do next year. In 4 months, we could begin to have the most progressive period in modern American history. If we take a trifecta and win the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and, of course, if we get rid of or limit the filibuster.
Yep. The only way we could do that is we can all go immediately right now and buy nuts and bolts, the formula for progressive electoral success.
Yes.
By Bob Creamer.
Absolutely.
Bob, thanks so much. And give Jan Schakowsky a big, giant kiss for us.
We'll do it.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank
all
you.
Right,
thank you, Bob. Thanks for coming. Wow. Speaking of the immigration issue, Katie Fang said in a fascinating legal move, the Haitian Bridge Alliance in Springfield, Ohio, filed criminal charges against Trump and Vance based on their baseless fear-mongering about Haitian immigrants eating their neighbors' pets. In Ohio, private citizens can file an affidavit charging criminal offenses, and the court must either issue an arrest warrant or refer to the prosecuting attorney for investigation. I mean, so little time, so much criming. Just saying. Oh, I'm sorry. My box was a little sticky there for a moment. I apologize.
Okay.
Oh, Chris, one last one. Go. Who said, I'm your protector. I want to be your protector. You'll no longer be abandoned, lonely, or scared. You'll no longer be in danger. You'll no longer be thinking about abortion. Who said that?
Mild-mannered shoeshine boy.
No, it's Donald Trump. I just wanted to further...
I can't tell if it's everybody.
Yeah, is it creepier when I read it or when
I think
we play
it?
Yeah, it's you.
It's weird.
It's all you.
It's very Buffalo Bill. I feel the need to put the lotion on its arms skin. When I hear him.
I'm a protector.
Or else it gets the hose again.
You need to stay in the dirt hole.
Okay. I don't know why, it's just I'm going to have nightmares about this tonight. This is just...
But then Precious falls into the hole.
Yes. Bonnie or Clyde. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
All right, I need Malcolm Nance. My protector is Malcolm Nance, and he's coming up in just a few minutes. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by not just any probiotic. You know, there's a lot of them. I first started hearing about these years ago, and you don't know, right? You just like it. There's like 11 billion of them. Survivability.
Yeah.
This is key. To work their magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. To do that, it has to get past your stomach acid, which is right. I'm thinking of getting a moat with stomach acid in front of my house.
All right. You're kind of crossing the Simply Safe stream here.
Right. But your stomach acid can dissolve metal. Did you know that?
Uh-huh.
I did. That's weird. Creepy. Huh? Okay. For my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. Mm-hmm. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics. You're just throwing your money away with the traditional ones. If you do your homework. I don't even know what character I'm doing. What's it, maybe her mom in Moonstruck? Okay. You're throwing your life away.
Olympia Dukakis.
Right. It's a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood.
What?
My mood is going to be better. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today. Get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay?
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, "Oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate." That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Like an Oxville moon, a cold, a little moon, and I can act like an imbecile. I say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control.
Wait, I was confused. I thought it was time for Malcolm.
Nope.
No,
we're getting close to Malcolm time.
Close. People are confused by the song Gloria now. They're like, those aren't the right words. We're calling for Angela. We're not, what? Okay, 25 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance will be coming up, bottom of the hour, Coffee with Carlos. Of the 11 billion reasons to vote for Democrats and Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Cliff Schechner, and lots of our fans tweeted that they just killed an innocent man in Missouri. Mm-hmm. So if you're for the execution of innocent people, as Donald Trump is, of like the Central Park Five,
right?
Cliff Schechner said he did it. The selfish, sociopathic Minnesota governor, Mark Parson,
Minnesota governor,
Missouri. Sorry, governor.
Yeah.
I misspoke. Mike Parson, he murdered an innocent man, Marcellus Williams, the evil, the pure GD evil. I spent 8 years on the Ohio Innocence Project Board and never got this evil. He knew this man was innocent, killed him anyhow. The prosecutor wanted him freed, the family of the victim, AG, everyone, but the bag of governor who could have waved his hand and done. End the death penalty, no matter what your ideology. It can never be trusted in the hands of ambitious, racist politicians, nearly every Republican in office. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know there's so much with Trump, but it's just the fact that he still just keeps doubling into it, like everything, mm-hmm. tripling and quadrupling down on Central Park Five, who were exonerated by DNA evidence. He just won't. It's just
because to change his story would mean to admit that he was wrong, and he's never, ever going to admit that he's ever been wrong.
It is. All right, we mentioned this earlier. Jack Smith won his motion in a D.C. federal court seeking, speaking of felons, speaking to have 180 pages to address both the 2020 election trial and the presidential immunity question. A legal analyst described the monster filing as the mini trial that we've been talking about. Lisa Rubin noted the witnesses may not take the stand, but Jack Smith is going to take Judge Chutkan on a tour of what they believe based on the context and circumstances they can get around the Supreme Court's immunity ruling and hold Donald Trump responsible on all four of the charges that are pending. So fingers crossed. We were saying we don't know if he can appeal even that, but the American public has a right to know.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
The scope of his crimes
before we
vote. Karen in Chicago's here. Hi, Karen. Boo boo foo.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Okay. So I just, I feel like we are in a different time, and I just want to give a little information. So Ron Filipkowski on Midas Touch Network penned an article, Project 2025, Director to Rewrite Oklahoma Social Studies Curriculum. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma's right-wing superintendent of schools, Ryan Walters, announced today that he has assembled a committee to rewrite the social studies curriculum for public schools in that state. The committee will be led by Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts, mm-hmm. who is the principal architect of Project 2025, Dennis Prager.
Oh boy.
These materials are now being used in Florida schools.
Yeah.
So I will be totally honest, Steph. I never disagree with you, and I love you dearly.
Uh-oh.
And I will never, ever, ever quit you or block you or anything.
Yeah.
But I have to say, because I just watching you, I'm like, oh my God, she's going to get the ick on her.
And I didn't get any Dennis Prager on me.
Stephanie is smarter than that.
Okay. That's.
Yes.
No, but I think that, Steph, this is the problem, and I think this is maybe why people were having a strong reaction to the, watching our beloved be so close to the ick, is that we're in a very different time now, and it's like, I respect and I appreciate the history, but Oh, well, God, I was just like, right. Oh, no.
Well, as Chris said, you know, we were all colleagues at KBC Radio right. back in the day, and, right. you know, we all got along. I don't know if other is his beliefs and others have gotten more extreme or, they're faking it for money. I don't really know, Karen, but I will say he admitted that Kamala Harris and I kicked his ass. He obviously changed his view on gay adoption. He talked about having a gay niece. So, you know, I don't know.
He's going to need a whole lot more work.
Yeah. Well, there's only so many more airports I can run into him in. 29 minutes after the hour. Malcolm Nance next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $3 million for new opioid treatment and recovery services in small towns. Core Treatment Services of Manitowoc will create new access points for services or expand existing access points. The money will also go to collaborate with social workers to make sure communities are getting the services they need. It's Banned Books Week. Peter Bromberg with the group Every Library says more restrictions on reading make banned books more important.
Having access to the stories of people who have different cultures, different beliefs, different perspectives, maybe different life experiences, and that builds an understanding and an empathy. That's the necessary grease on the wheels of a democracy and a pluralistic society.
More than 100 Wisconsin school districts have had books challenged since 2020. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If it feels like we've been talking a lot about school threats lately, it's because we are. The State Department of Justice says more than 130 threats have been reported in just the last 2 weeks. Those threats have impacted 28 school districts across Wisconsin, according to WKOW. Officials say threats tend to rise after school shootings, like the one in Georgia. Remember, the State Department of Justice runs the 24/7 Speak Up, Speak Out tip line where anyone can report a concerning comment or post. And Culver's is bringing back the Curter Burger. It all started with an April Fool's joke back in 2021. Culver's tweeted that they would make a burger topped with a patty of cheese curds. But people went nuts for the idea, so they made it a reality. When it first debuted, a fifth of Culver's locations set single-day sales records. Last year, it was available all of October. Now we know this year you can get one from October 1st to October 14th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, sunshine 74 this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77 on Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, attorney Jim Santel. We've got some legal questions.
And a new feature, Busted Pencils, every Thursday on the program.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Kids, buckle up.
Progress toward peace will put us in a stronger position to deal with the ongoing threat posed by Iran. Together, we must deny oxygen to its terrorist proxies, which have called for more October 7th and ensure that Iran will never, ever obtain a nuclear weapon. Gaza is not the only conflict that deserves our outrage.
The president in his last speech at the UN. I love him so much. Okay. Speaking of love, oh, look who's here.
Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy Let's pants. Dance.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Malcolm Nance.
Good morning. Some ways, not so great other ways.
I need to give a brief unsolicited love-amonial about Malcolm Nance. Malcolm Nance last week went and gave a speech for my sister's thing in Salisbury, North Carolina.
Aww. Nice.
For like a penny.
A shiny penny.
No, but they gave me dinner. I never get dinner when I give talks. I'm always talking during dinner. So in this one, it's the English Speaking Union, which is an incredible group of like Brits, I guess. And they have this wonderful affair, this wonderful, you know, dinner once a month. And your sister's awesome. What happened to you?
Oh, shush. She said you were a rock star, as always. And I said, yes, Mary, I'm always happy to burn through all of my favors with all my friends for you. All right, but but thank you. That was very sweet of you, very kind of you. They were so excited. So, by the way, I saved this for you. Trump on Russia. Somebody told me the other day they beat Hitler. They beat Napoleon. That's what they do. Can you just give me a reaction? Just not. I mean, there's the usual Putin love in there, but just.
This has been this entire week of Donald Trump, you know, fluffing Vladimir Putin in an amazing way. Just this, everything he said was pro-Moscow. Mm-hmm. He essentially said that he will end the war by cutting off all aid to Ukraine. I believe it was. This morning, on Morning Joe, the phrase was that he would ensure that another penny never enters Ukraine, and that's the way he would give Russia five Ukrainian provinces, and that's how he'd get it done in one night. The man's a moron. He has no idea what's going on there. People are dying by the thousands, mainly Russians, but when the Russians attack, they kill civilians only. They're bombarding civilians.
Yeah.
And so for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to completely surrender everything America has stood for, what we landed in Normandy for, to fight fascism, then communism, now the fascists are attempting to take over the American presidency again and give it all to Moscow. Mm-hmm. The man is the absolute worst.
Did I miss him calling someone else, Vladimir's, President Zelensky, a con man? Mm-hmm. He said something about every time he comes here, he leaves with $1 billion. I mean, Malcolm, you couldn't even write Plot to Hack America today. It's just the plot is so big and dumb and obvious. Like when you have Jill Stein refusing to call Vladimir Putin a war criminal, it's just so obvious who the Russian plants are, right?
Sure. You know, that dinner she was at must have been just awesome. It must have been free caviar and shrimp all night and with offers to walk into any Russian embassy at any time and get all the caviar and vodka she wants. I mean, you know, a lifetime achievement award for her. But sitting there going, oh, Jonathan Netanyahu, obviously Netanyahu, war criminal. Well, what about Vladimir Putin? Well, you know, it's more complicated. She is just the absolute worst.
Yeah.
But now we have this entire pantheon of where the Republican Party itself is a wholly owned subsidiary of Moscow. And let me tell you, I've been fighting over the last 2 days for the people who wrote Project 2025 actually had the nerve to come onto my Twitter feed and call me a liar. I mean, they literally say to end all aid to Ukraine. They literally say cut veterans' benefits because those darn veterans are getting too much stuff out of them. They literally, it is literally the handbook for the dictatorship of America. And they go, well, if you would actually listen to Project 2025, you know, this is false, this is false. And then he goes, but deporting 20 million people, that's true. I mean, these Nazis are proud of themselves.
And it's not just Trump is a moron, as you said. It's how many Americans are morons. I
70 million.
I saw these, you know, an interview with a Trumper lady the other day about Putin, and she's like, well, he just wants what's his, you know. They don't even have the basic. Ukraine isn't his. It's in his. This is not a complicated issue. This was an unprovoked attack on a sovereign nation.
And now you see why they want to get rid of the Department of Education,
right,
to make Trump voters stupider. And they're pretty darn stupid. I mean, these people literally close their eyes to logic, close their eyes to anything but what's fed to them by this dictator wannabe. I mean, I really, you know, I thought I had it up to here in 2016. Now I see that, you know, as many as 49% of this country in this crazy horse race that the news media is trying to gin up here really believe that America must be a dictatorship. What I don't see in the news media is this, them saying clearly, all right, do you want to eat shards of glass or a big hamburger? And they go, well, I don't know, you know, how is that hamburger cooked?
Yeah.
They literally will not spell out the Project 2025. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance mean to end the American experiment and turn it into his cult. And, you know, I've been harping on this from the beginning. You show me a plan that's going to start on day one where they're going to go door to door, set up police checkpoints, set up National Guard checkpoints all over the country to posse comitatus, the armed forces of the United States, to hunt down foreigners, including the 5,000 legal ones in Springfield, Ohio, legal ones who are educated and working here, and that this country isn't going to spiral into a horrific semi-civil war over whether we hunt our neighbors down. Oh, by the way, those checkpoints, they're going to stop all of you to determine whether you're an American or not.
Yeah.
And if you ever thought that you would live to see a day that we become like Nazi Germany in the 1930s, well, you may be less than 40 days away from that unless we mobilize this nation to win.
You retweeted Democrats Abroad. Speak of their latest effery. You tell us our vote from abroad has power without telling us our vote from abroad has power. Looks like someone is a little flustered learning our 6+ million Americans abroad votes are going to stand in the way between him and the White House. Do you know an American abroad? VoteFromAbroad.org. I mean, Malcolm, we were just saying they're coming up with new and creative ways to try to suppress the vote. I mean,
absolutely. You know, you have a really big listener base. Remember when I was in Copenhagen? And one of your listeners in Copenhagen said, the only place Malcolm Nance is going to be is on this tour boat jetty. And I get off the boat, and this guy goes, hey, I heard you on Steffi this morning in Copenhagen.
Wow.
There are millions of good Americans working overseas. Let me point out to almost a million of them, oh, the armed forces of the United States.
Yeah.
All vote abroad using absentee ballots. I recall in 1980, an entire election hinging on 23,000 supposed military ballots that came in overseas after the election day. So Donald Trump wants to end all of that. Project 2025 slashes all of that. We have congressmen and senators who want to make sure that votes of Americans overseas do not count, including armed forces votes.
Yeah.
They are willing to cheat at every turn here.
Yeah.
Another, and by the way, love Democrats Abroad. I was a Democrat abroad for almost 10 years, voting out of the United Arab Emirates. So good job, Dems Abroad.
So as a terrorism expert, let's talk about shots were fired at Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign office in Arizona overnight. There was damage from the gunfire. Thank God nobody was hurt, but I mean, you know, in your book, They Want to Kill Americans, you warn about, you know, in the, as the closer, as more heated this gets and the closer we get to the election, this is a real concern, isn't it?
I think it's going to be a real concern when you start seeing the polls trend even higher than where they are. Kamala Harris is out of the margin of error on many of these major polls. And I mean, you know, I actually thought this was hilarious this morning. I believe it was a New York Times poll, and they were like, she's up 7. And they were like, well, that's within the margin of error. When is 7 points outside of inside of the margin of error? You're just saying that. 3 points is inside the margin of error.
Right.
5, if you've only, you know, polled 22 people, is inside the margin of error. But most of these polls have her 2 to 3 points outside the margin of error. And as we get closer to election time, that pressure is going to have Trump more and more deranged, if you can imagine him getting more deranged. But look at the stuff he's saying and that he's going to Springfield. He's going to empty the city. He's going to go to Aurora, Colorado. He's going to have, you know, people go down there.
Yeah.
That rhetoric will push armed people.
You saw the Haitian
stuff in their own hands.
The Haitian community just filed suit against Trump and Vance for inciting violence against their community, which is, you know, yet another legal front.
You know, that man said one of the stupidest things I've ever heard the other day. We don't know what language they're speaking. French?
Oh, boy.
English?
So
I mean, Jesus. The problem is it's not just Trump. It's his big mouth, it's Vance's mouth, pushing people with weapons to reflect their frustration through the discharge of firearms.
Yeah.
That's what we're really worried about.
Yeah. And you know how chilling the rally was when they all started chanting, send them back. And
holy
these are
God.
Legal migrants that we invited here on work visas.
This is the untouched story of news media today. If there's any one thing you should all be tweeting and hashtagging about, okay, it's what happens when you start rounding up 20 million people, not migrants, 20 million people in the United States.
Yeah.
When you go to Walmart and they start searching all of you for your cars and demanding your ID cards, are you all willing to put up with that? A lot of people will not let their wives and children be taken away and forced into camps. What did Trump call them? Beautiful wives, beautiful children, and put them into concentration camps. He's promising that, and his audience chanted that. Right?
Yeah.
To take them all away. They're not talking deportation, okay? They are talking roundups, concentration camps, which is going to sweep up all of you. And guess what? If Trump wins, according to the Supreme Court, your rights mean nothing.
Yeah.
The Constitution will become what he has decided it will be. I wrote a book about this where I called it a constitutional autocracy.
Yep.
That's where the Constitution will be for his allies and not for you.
Yeah, I will be in the Electric Lesbian Zoo. you know, speaking of the media, you retweeted Carlos Turnbull, who said Melania Trump was paid $240,000 to speak at a log cabin Republicans event. The money came directly from the Trump campaign fund. Mm-hmm. Trump uses donor money to pay his wife $240,000 to do something candidate spouses do for free. It's all a grift. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's another story today about all the money, what's his name, Jared Kushner got from Saudi Arabia. Yeah. The whole thing's a grift. Always.
It is.
Right, yeah. Let me just, one last story I wanted to get your take. As a, again, terrorism expert. So Trump immediately leaped to attack prosecutors trying to charge his would-be assassin, this latest one, on the basis that they hadn't brought charges of attempted assassination. Yesterday, prosecutors did just that. Mm-hmm. Trump accused them of deliberately lowballing the charges for political reasons. Joyce Vance said, in reality, prosecutors were preparing an indictment for assassination all along, filed immediately lesser charges so they could keep him behind bars as they prepared the main case. The strategy was proven correct when assassination charges were officially revealed Tuesday. In another twist, the case was assigned to Aileen Cannon. So this means the guy will probably get the death penalty. But I just wanted to get your take. We were saying, you know, with Florida's insane gun laws, initially we were all like, what can they charge him with? Right? He never took a shot. He didn't even have Trump in his line of sight. I mean, I guess the...
You know, in theory, you could make an argument for open carry.
Right.
These guys are allowed to open carry long rifles and handguns. The problem is the idiot was laid up in a sniper's hide, and he was seen by a Secret Service officer who engaged him with fire.
Right.
He's going to get everything he deserves to get.
Yeah.
It's the politics of how Trump is using this and using every one of these Republicans. All right. This man was a Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley supporter.
Yep. Yeah.
And, you know, the remote version of this that he supported Ukraine. He was clearly insane. He failed at everything that he'd done up to this point. And I hope they hammer him.
Yeah.
Hammer him from day to night.
He is a Trump voter. He was a Trump voter. And by the way, as you say, Malcolm, lots of Republicans support Ukraine, as most sane Republicans do, right? I mean, so that's not a liberal position.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you have two Trump assassins in a row.
Yeah.
Right? Young kid in Butler, Pennsylvania, was a registered Republican. And these people immediately run out and they say, hey, it's the liberals that are doing this, the liberal rhetoric of calling Trump Hitler. Hey, it's very easy. Don't be Hitler.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And don't choose J.D. Vance.
What our rhetoric is doing, that's called freedom of speech.
And don't.
But when you waltz around with long rifles in public to McDonald's, that's freedom of movement with your Second Amendment. You know, your own rhetoric.
Yeah. Don't choose J.D. Vance, who called you America's Hitler first. And don't sign a bill letting mentally ill people get guns. Which is, you know, more importantly, what happened in these last two cases. Anyway, all right, Malcolm, we love you. Thank you again.
I love you, too. Well, glad to be here. I will be reporting from a secret mission for the next few weeks.
Oh.
So follow me on my Substack and get the dope.
Oh, you elusive minx.
MalcolmNance.substack.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you, honey. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. If you can't have... you know, spy Malcolm Nance, you know, just lurking in your bushes, protecting you 24/7.
This is the next best thing.
Right. Simply Safe.
Right.
It's simple and it's safe.
It's in the name.
Exactly. Exactly. With Fast Protect monitoring and live guard protection, Simply Safe agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, can even see and speak to intruders and stop them in their tracks. And I'm telling you, way more affordable than a lot of these companies.
Oh,
it's like a buck a day.
Definitely.
Uh-oh. Excuse me. And they've been named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report, 5 years running. I'm just thinking everything is going to happen to you, and then it does.
It does.
Nothing happened to me for 20 years of the year, and then it did.
Yeah.
Because I forgot to turn it on, because I suck.
Doy.
No kidding.
Herp and derp to me. Protect your home with 50% off a new Simply Safe system plus a free indoor security camera when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Stephanie Miller.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Are you the type of person who tries to make good choices when they shop? Someone who thinks about how things are made and the impacts on the environment, buys organic, shops local, avoids generating lots of plastic waste, chooses fair trade, supports quality media? If you are, there is a phone company for you, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Rainforest Action Network, Transgender Law Center, Reproductive Freedom for All. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service, and much more. You get an easy, effective way to make a difference in the world. Switching so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number, go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516. That's credomobile.com or 877-346-0516.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
You get the kids' meal?
I do, yeah. It's enough to fill me up usually. And you get Scoopy tokens, so you can like...
Scoopy tokens?
Yeah, you know. You get the free ice cream coupon with it, and you get a Scoopy token that you can get a basketball or a frisbee or something like that.
You have to drag a kid along with you?
I am somebody's kid.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Now a warning. Those days are over. You don't have to say about it tonight. Wow. That would have been good information to have.
Yep.
Check this out. At Trump's North Carolina rally, over 4,000 people left after about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I see that the Harris campaign posted the video.
Yeah.
Right? A reporter asked many why they were leaving. They all had the same answer. They were paid to attend, required to stay at least 10 minutes and take a photo of the start to prove they attended. MAGAs are loud, but way fewer in number than we think. Trump is going to lose in a landslide. Oh, I hope so. Jonathan Reiner, doctor, posted a screenshot of Malcolm, or what do you call it? Malcolm Nance reposted this. It's Trump speaking on a network, and there's an ad for ivermectin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Next to him.
Stupid
and coin. It says, nothing like an ad for ivermectin contagion emergency kit to help you answer the question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? No, either. Not better off. Okay. Oh, and this one, I just thought with the whole, Haitians are eating your pets. Bull. Mm-hmm.
That they're still doubling down on.
Yeah.
Nicole Wallace said bull twice on her show yesterday. Saucy. She is a potty mouth. I love her so much. Oh, she was calling Bolt on Mitt Romney, which is true. It's not enough to say you've got to... How can you help Kamala Harris? You can't just... Whatever. We'll talk about that later. However, my point was... How about that? Accused animal porn trio facing 1,400 counts of sex with dogs,
animal
horses,
porn
a cow, and a
trio.
And a goat.
Are they the Peter, Paul, and Mary of animal porn?
They're all dudes. They're all dudes.
Oh, yeah, those guys. So I guess it's okay to, you know... your pets, but not... Weird! They're all weird!
Yeah, they are.
Creepy! Okay. Coffee with Carlos next.
This
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by legendary performer Charo, Jesse March from the Festival Theater in St. Croix, and King of Queens writer, executive producer Rock Rubin joins to discuss the show's legacy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and AgriFab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.